Often, it's hard to find the time to exercise when you have a full-time job. Lots of my friends belong to gyms, but I prefer to go running outside to keep fit. How about you? What do you do to keep fit?
I do quite a few things, actually. I go to the gym quite regularly. I go for runs. I'm also a little bit involved in the sport of rowing, so I'm down there quite a bit. I actually coach rowing as well.
I have three children and I work full time, and I don't have a lot of time to do any extra organised exercise.
The main thing I do is I do practice yoga, so that incorporates different positions as well as meditation and different breathing techniques.
Usually I ride my bike like I've got here, and I go to the gym more or less 3 to 4 times a week, and I also watch what I eat.
I dance and I do yoga, and I just try to be as active as possible, enjoy nature also.
I try and walk everywhere because I don't really enjoy running.
I have quite a hectic lifestyle as a musician, but I do try to keep fit, going to the gym, yoga classes, Pilates classes, sometimes running, and generally keeping active.
I'm a police officer, so I have quite an active job. I can spend 8 or 12 hours doing foot patrol, walking around the streets of London, so I suppose that keeps me quite fit.
What other things would you like to do to keep fit?
I'd love to get involved in some team sports. I really enjoy sort of the team aspect of sport, particularly I think I'd like to get into hockey.
I'd quite like to learn how to play tennis properly. It's probably one of the only sports that I'm interested in. It's something that I would watch on TV.
I would like to run, but my legs are not running legs, so I prefer to cycle.
I would like to learn to rock climb.
I would actually like to join a rowing club, but unfortunately I don't have the time and it is a little bit expensive.
I really enjoy getting out of London for the weekend and going sailing.
When I was at university, I got quite into swing dancing, which is very like jive 1940s jazz dancing. I'd quite like to take that up again because it's an easy way of keeping fit and you meet a lot of people.
Do you do anything that isn't very healthy?
I have a bit of a sweet tooth. I love dessert and I love to eat sweet things.
I definitely drink too much coffee and I do like chocolate as well.
Eating late is really bad for you, so I try and avoid that as much as I can, although it does happen quite regularly.
I love chocolate and I probably eat too much of it.
Because of my shift work, I eat a lot of fast food, especially in the early hours of the morning.
Gosh, I don't know, I'm a vegetarian. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't drink caffeine.
I eat far too many crisps and chocolate and biscuits. And because I bake, I also eat a lot of cake.
Can you tell us a little about superfoods?
Well, superfoods include tomatoes, broccoli, and spinach.
Mm-hmm.
These have lots of vitamins, and they are really good for you.
Right.
Anyway, they may improve our health, but I don't think superfoods will be the answer to our eating problems in the future.
Can you tell us why not?
Well, the most important thing is to eat healthy food every day.
Right.
And this is more important than the idea of superfoods. Eating an apple a day is better for you than eating a kilo of spinach one day a week.
I see. So what you're saying is there needs to be a balance. There's been a lot of talk about food pills.
Yes.
Are they healthier than other types of food? Could they be the food of the future?
Well, in the past, astronauts ate a type of food pill when they were in space. It was dried food and they added water to it.
Right.
But I don't think food pills will replace normal food.
Right. Why is that? For health reasons or social reasons?
Well, cooking and eating together is an important part of family life, and it always will be. You sit down together at a table and you eat and talk. It's a very old tradition, and eating pills isn't the same.
Mm. So we won't eat only food pills?
Food pills might become more popular, but no, we won't eat only food pills in the future.
Well, that's interesting, because I was reading about a research scientist.
In the future, we may have special food that can change its flavor.
Can you give an example?
For example, imagine you like chocolate ice cream, but your friend likes strawberry. You eat the same ice cream, but it will taste different for both of you.
The same food that tastes different for different people.
You'll think it's chocolate ice cream, and your friend will say it's strawberry. It might happen with drinks, too. You take a bottle of liquid out of the fridge. You press the button, which says coffee, or lemonade, or hot chocolate. You put the bottle in the microwave, and the liquid becomes the drink that you choose.
So it starts off as the same food or drink, but then we change its flavor by pushing a button.
That's right, just by pushing a button.
So how does it work?
Well, this is possible because of nanotechnology. The technology might not replace normal drinks and food, but it may become common in the future.
And nanotechnology is something that's used in different areas of science as well.
Say, that was really jolly good, that was. I must say, I really enjoyed that. Thanks very much. I say it's a super game, isn't it? I can't understand why I've never tried it before. Absolutely lovely. I loved it. But thanks to you, old boy. Of course, from now on, I should be a dedicated squish player. Squash.
Pardon?
The game is called squash.
Oh, squash. That's right. Yes, I'm sorry.
Who actually won? I mean, I couldn't quite grasp the scoring mechanism. You know what I mean? Did I win?
Yes, you flayed. Yes, you won.
Oh.
You won.
Oh, that's good. How many goals did I get?
Goals?
Well, you know, the thing is, runs.
Points.
Runs.
Points.
Points. Points, yes.
Points.
How many points did I get?
Well, the score was, if you want to know,
yes.
Game love.
Yeah.
Game love. Game love. Game love. See?
Yes.
You won four games... love.
Oh, I see. So I got four and you got love.
Yeah.
I see. But how many is love?
Love is nothing.
Oh, no, that's not right, I'm sure, because I'm sure you got a goal earlier on, right at the beginning.
A point.
A point, I mean.
A point. Yeah, well, yes, of course I did. That was when you...
Oh, I know. I was holding the thing by the wrong end. I must remember. Hold the bat by the thin end.
The racket.
Racket, I mean.
The racket.
Yes.
This is... what. This is a ball.
Yes.
The game is called squash.
Yes.
Let us start from basic principles.
Yes.
The whole thing is called squash.
Squash.
This is a ball.
Yes.
This is a racket. Did you see that? That's what that is. That is a racket.
I see. Will it work now? You've done that?
I don't much care, to be honest. I'm not going to be playing squash anymore, ever.
Oh, I see. That's a pity, because I was hoping we could have another game next week. I mean, I thought, well, you know, I thought I might get a bit better.
A bit better? A bit better? Look, matey, I am the secretary of this squash club. You know, I mean, I captain the A team. You know, I'm one of the best players around here, as a matter of fact. You know, I won the area finals last year and all that sort of thing, you know. You know, I'm good. You know, good. And you come along here, if I may say so, you never played the game before. You're vastly overweight, if I may say so. You're very slow on the court. You've gone up that court and you've thrashed me. You pounded me into the ground. You pulverized me in front of my friends. Four games to love. Well, how do you do it?
Beginner's luck.
It's a fluke, that's what it is, a fluke, mate. It won't happen again, I'll tell you what. It won't happen the next time.
No, well, it won't be the next time, because you've broken your rocket.
My racket! I'll get a new one, I don't care, I'll get a new one. Look, mate, I'll get a new one, and tomorrow morning, here, 10 o'clock, things will be different.
Oh, no, sorry, old boy, not tomorrow, no can do.
What do you mean, no can do?
Well, I've got to go up to a place called Lord's tomorrow. I've got to play a game called Cracket or something. Oh.
1. Hello.